Very, very early days, 1962, I was a young reporter with the Melody Maker, which is, I suppose, England's Rolling Stone is the nearest equivalent. And I was sitting in the office one day and Brian Epstein, a guy I'd never heard of in Liverpool, phoned and said, "You've never heard of me, but I manage a group in Liverpool you've still to discover, and you better come and watch them because they're going to be the biggest thing since Elvis Presley." And of course I laughed and persuaded the editor of the day to let me, a young kid, go and see what all this fuss was all about. I was very, very lucky. I was allowed to go to Liverpool and met them and heard their first acetate. And Epstein did say there's something about to happen here, and I don't know why. It kind of set something off inside me that thought, maybe, well, he's right.